Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hey, I ain't perfect, but anything I did to any of you, y'all deserved it. You see me in that mode, don't disturb me when I'm working. Look, you better back up, don't know what be in these purses. And I ain't say excuse me because I did that shit on purpose, yeah.
That's NDA, the first song on rapper Megan Thee Stallion's new record, Traumazine. Her latest work solidifies her position as one of the most exciting rappers working today. And she's only 27. Here to talk with us about Megan's latest work is Taylor Crumpton. She's a music writer from Dallas. So, Taylor, Megan has already earned 6 BET Awards, 3 Grammys, 4 American Music Awards. A lot of people, both fans and critics, were eager to hear Traumazine. So what is new here?
Megan Thee Stallion is in her bag, quite frankly. And I say in her bag because compared to Good News, which was her highly anticipated debut album that also was endued with issues with 1501 Entertainment, her previous record label, this Traumazine feels like a coronation for a superstar. You know, as you've mentioned, since Good News, Megan has accomplished so many, you know, things in music and pop culture. I even think fashion, with her being one of the faces of Mugler's spring summer campaign, we are seeing Megan grapple with the stressors of superstardom while also being authentically herself. And that's why I believe Houston comes out so much in this album, because she is saying that I am not only a superstar, but I am a superstar from Houston. And that makes a big message to so many young Black girls and women across the South.
So let's listen to a little bit of that love for Houston. This is Southside Freestyle, which is off of the new album Traumazine. Let's hear just a little of it.
Hey, what's up, it's Megan, and I'm from South Park. And if it's about some other money, we could talk. Hey, a lot of just hate me, and these too. But when you getting money, that's what haters supposed to do. Hey, I'm out here shining, I'm really Houston's finest. I don't know.
So she features some of the city's biggest rappers in this track. What do you hear in here that is particular to Houston?
For me, it's her choice of collaborators. You have Little Kiki and Big Pokey, two members of Screwed Up Click, which is one of the most famous hip-hop groups to come out of Houston, Texas. They were founded by DJ Screw, who introduced the whole entire world to Chopped and Screwed sound, which originated in Houston around the Third Coast era, which is that late 1990s, right before Houston's big boom on Billboard in the early 2000s. And for those familiar with Megan's family history, her mother, Holly Thomas, was also an active rapper during this time. So to me, it's not only paying reverence to her mother and her mother's career as a rapper in Houston, but also the folks who helped create that infrastructure and that foundation for Megan to shine. So you're seeing Megan, who I would like to say is an up-and-coming legend in her own right. You know, look at the awards. She is closing out this album, or one of the album's later track, with an homage and an ode to Houston, and also, you know, putting herself in conversation as one of the next rappers to really carry this sound into the mainstream.
You know, speaking of Houston and speaking of legends in the music business, one of her first hits was a collaboration with Beyoncé Knowles, which was a remix of her song Savage. And Megan has done a lot of really successful collaborations with Cardi B and others. Future is on this album. What makes her a good collaborator?
I truly believe it's that Southern sweetness. Like, I'm so happy you brought up Beyoncé, because she is well beloved by everyone in the industry. She is your favorite celebrity, and she always speaks with so much compassion and love for her parents, her beehive. And I think she has modeled for Megan in a lot of ways how to navigate through this stardom and how to uplift people and what you want your legacy to be. I think for Megan to only be 27 years old, she has always returned home and done philanthropy, right? The Savage Remix went directly to, I believe, Bread of Life and a number of Houston nonprofits to help out with essential workers during the COVID pandemic. And when Megan recently graduated in December of last year, I believe she was awarded something by the city government for her contribution. So she's not only paying reverence to Houston through the sampling, through collaborators, but also doing the work to really give love to that hometown that made her the star that she is.
So let's listen to a little more music from the new album. I want to take a listen to Not Nice. Let's hear that.
I'm out here cutting up at they neck like button ups. Everything green like buttercup, my afro, my pop up. I'm out here celebrating on a bro code. They're steady hating and nipper taller than me in my heels, and he could never play me. I'm not nice.
She's talking to her haters here. What has happened? What is she saying in this track?
During Megan's meteoric rise, she has endured so much publicly. The loss of her mother, her being a survivor of gun violence, and particularly in that instant, not even being believed as a survivor. You know, there was so much controversy and back and forth online, and even some people in the hip-hop industry were giving their opinion and their remarks, and they weren't coming from a place of love. You know, she was being used as a meme. Her pain wasn't believed. She wasn't believed. So I think this is one of the ways in which Megan can, you know, directly address everyone who has critiqued her, or even a common theme on this album is betrayal. Yes, she is 27 years old. She is the superstar, but a lot of those people who came up with her have left her alone, have isolated her, have betrayed her. And that's why in this album, I forget the song, I think maybe Anxiety, you hear her talk about the mental health, right? The costs that come with fame.
So let's hear a little bit of Anxiety.
All I really want to hear is it'll be okay. Bounce back because a bad can have bad days. All I really want to hear is it'll be okay. Bounce back because a bad can have bad days. If I
could write a so you were talking earlier about her authenticity, and she seems to be the same person in her music that she is in her interviews and in regular life. Why does that seem important to her, that she just tell what's on her mind?
Megan Thee Stallion came up in a time where social media was used as a vehicle for young people to express their feelings. You know, the rise of Twitter, of Instagram and Tumblr, and of just being so authentic and vulnerable with people. And that vulnerability is a strength. And you're seeing her also emulate that in her music by saying, you know, though I may be this Grammy Award winner, this pop cultural figure, I still have anxiety. I still have mental health issues. For me, the most telling lines were when she mentions Marilyn Monroe, Britney Spears, Whitney Houston, three pop cultural icons who have also endured so much hate and trauma from the media attention, from the paparazzi. So she's already telling you at 27, I'm feeling a kinship to these women who have also been placed upon this pedestal and endured a lot, but I'm still here. And I want to let you know, you can have anxiety and quite frankly, still be a bad bitch.
When I listened to this album, especially tracks like Anxiety, I thought what a perfect expression this was from an artist of some of the emotions people have been through over the past couple years. There's a certain extent to which Megan Thee Stallion taps into the current mood. She was the right artist at the right time. Mm-hmm. How do you explain her rise, her very, very rapid rise from being a posting freestyling videos on Instagram to where she is now?
I have such a love for her. We're both 95 babies, and I am based in Dallas, Texas. And one of her first viral freestyles was Megan in a short bob with her mom, Holly Thomas. And she's freestyling in a parking lot in Dallas, and it's Dallas versus Houston rappers. And at the time, I remember everyone was tagging each other on social media. I mean, the comments were that Houston won, and as a Dallas person, I hate giving Houston credit, but they did do that, and Megan did win. But you have seen her very much capture every single wave of social media virality that happened. You know, I think about a number of women rapper in particular who rose because they were freestyle rapping and putting that on the internet. And that was, you know, that was trending, that was popping, that was of the moment. And then when you compare that to the pandemic, we were all in the house, we were all wanting some type of joy, some type of, you know, happiness. And we got Savage, and we got the Savage Dance to it that was made by this beautiful Black girl. You had people across the world who were in their house, who were dealing with COVID at the time. It was very unknown. There was a lot of fear mongering in the air. There was a lot of violence and hatred in the air. But I could put on this short song, do this dance, and then my whole entire body was in this rhythmic motion, right? The tension was being released. The stress was being released. And when you look at someone like Megan, who in the midst of everything she has experienced, carried herself with so much grace and happiness and joy, she just emulates that.
That is music writer Taylor Crumpton, based in Dallas, talking about the latest album from Megan Thee Stallion. Taylor, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm her. She. Take a peek, it's me. Tell your friends this. Her. You do you, and whatever that is, I'ma do it better. Must have just seen me in it playing catch up. It's looking like Lil Megan's playing dress up. Would I ever spend a block on this? Never. I don't even wear an outfit twice. Dead them. Any bitch got a problem, probably never met them. Tell her, hey, to kiss both cheeks, child, Bella. But I'm used to the chatter, cause I'm her.